How are you?
Good. I'm chilling. I haven't done much today,
Lovely,
but
lovely.
tell you the start.
Hey, now, tell me, where you're in Australia, right?
Yes.
Where are you guys based?
In Sydney, the Northern Beaches. So like
Lovely.
it's pretty beautiful. Pretty beautiful spot.
Is that conducive to creativity?
Kind of just where we all grew up. So I
Oh,
guess it's
really?
like
Okay. Okay.
so I don't know if it helps or if it's like I don't know. But it's you know what? I don't know what that word meant that you said, but
Oh, I to be honest, if you ask me to fucking define it, I probably couldn't either.
Sure.
Hey, anyway, super excited to have you touching down in New Zealand and all that, and yeah, touring the country. Is it your first time?
No. So we actually did this around this time last year.
Oh yeah, nice.
We went over for two festivals, University Festival and oh, it's escaping the name of me. I think it has the word escape in it. No, I don't know. Another festival that was actually quite big. Anyway. So and then we ended up doing two headline shows just because we were over there, kind of thing. But this time it's more headline show based. It's more like let's get over there and kind of do our own thing.
Yeah, cool. 'Cause I guess like it must be great to kind of do as many shows as you like, but yeah, particularly with kind of some of those like university gigs and stuff. I suppose there's a little more like a specification around it, right?
Sure. Yeah. I remember the last time we went, it was kind of one of the first few university shows we've done. One of the only few. I think we've done like three. And Lyme Cordiale were playing. So it was quite a big
Oh
event.
shit.
It was pretty strange, but it was fun. It was good.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's definitely a different environment. You know, when you play a festival, a lot of the people are there for music. And if you play a university, a lot of the people are there for other reasons.
no, we got that
But
loud
no,
and clear.
it was fun. It was good fun.
Now tell me, so how are you feeling? So you guys are playing the church here in Christchurch, which I think you'll love. As a venue, it's kind of amazing, actually.
Is it the church in the name? It's the
Well,
Christchurch.
one thing you'll learn about Christchurch is we don't have many churches actually standing. But this was the church for a little bit, and then at
Sure.
one point, for some reason, it turned into it was like I don't know how to describe this, but essentially it was like a hangout spot for stoners.
Oh.
And this like eccentric rich guy who loved weed brought it.
A den.
Yeah, a
Oh,
den.
I've heard them called a den before.
But
Get
anyway,
out of the den.
been renovated
Sure.
properly and is an incredibly cool venue. So
Sweet.
you are yeah, gonna love that. I'm really jealous you get to play there. So this tour for the latest album, like specifically?
Yeah, I think it was kind of a way for us to make it kind of involved, just so it's not like you don't really want to just go over there. I mean, you do, but for absolutely no reason. So it's kind of like let's figure out a way to get over there, still make it a promotional thing, and also something that people are excited about. Because obviously, we didn't bring the Happiness in Places to New Zealand originally. So this is kind of a way for us to do like a an extension of that tour, but also get over to New Zealand.
Cool. I love that. I love that. So the reason that really I ask is so kind of I can ask about happiness in a place it shouldn't be. Yeah, tell me a little bit about it. How did it come to be?
That was a couple of different songwriting sessions where we would work with Chris Collins, our producer. Now two-time ARIA winner Chris Collins.
Oh shit.
Very, very talented man.
Like as of the most recent arias.
So he works with Royal Otis a lot, so he's also anyway, so it was partly that, it was partly songs that we've been working on for a while just as ourselves, a lot of the stuff Harley had been working on as well. And it all just kind of came together as one big project of songs that we were really happy with, that we really liked and we really enjoyed. And then the happiness in a place it shouldn't be. It was obviously we were trying to kind of not force a more mature look, but have, a more sense of maturity from the Minivan EP. It was kind of supposed to be this whole new thing. Whereas the Minivan EP was quite fun and bright, and the happiness in place it shouldn't be was more of like a let's mature, let's, stick it to the man a bit. Let's get a bit,
Yeah.
a bit more ruthless. And I think we did that. I think we showed a bit more, progression in our music, and I was pretty happy with it. So, but yeah, it just came about from a lot of different songwriting sessions, a lot of life experiences that we, I feel like when we do write, it comes through life experiences. You do a year of living and a year of touring, and then at the end, you just write an album, or you write an
Yeah.
EP, or you write a
Yeah.
single, or you write anything, and then you experience again for a year. Yeah, I feel like that's the best way to write. You just experience and you write and then you experience again. So I think that the happiness in a place it shouldn't be was one of those first kind of EPs that came about with let's experience then write.
Yeah, wow. I've never kind of heard anyone phrase it like that, but that's really interesting. But the name itself is very it almost seems very like pointed in a way. Like it's a very specific name. How did that come about?
That was a Harley job. He kind of came to us and said, obviously the EP is quite like, I guess it's a mini album. I don't really know what to call it. I never really know what, because it's seven songs. I feel like an EP is more five. So, well, I
Yeah.
guess the EP is more of like, it's like this really deep, heartfelt. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that kind of sneaks in there that you don't even notice or whatever. And it, but you also, you can just kind of like, I feel like we wanted to make it a happy album as well. You look at like Physical Medicine and Passion Fruit, it's quite, so having these like fun songs to dance around to and find happiness, but it's in a place of like, there's a lot of shit going on in these songs. So finding happiness in a place that it shouldn't be. There was a tough time in a relationship throughout the band, and there was a breakup, and there was all of this, right? So they're places that you should not be finding happiness. But then you go through all that, and you experience, as I said, you experience more stuff, and you experience happiness right after something that's so heartfelt. So in a place that you shouldn't be happy, in a place not typically in a specific building, or but just in a place in your life, just finding happiness in other regions. I feel like that was something that we wanted to focus on, and that was something that we were pretty passionate about, kind of transforming this sad, upsetting time in your life to a let's just power on, find a bit of happiness in a place that it shouldn't be. I feel like that's kind of a really extensive, long, shitty way of telling you what it means.
No, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Now I gotta ask, pink vinyl, how easy is that to find?
That was something that we were pretty, because when we thought, look, it's our first vinyl, we can't just make it a black vinyl. Like, it's got to be something,
Love that.
it's got to be something
Love that.
special.
Love, love,
And
love.
we'd seen so many, like, we'd looked online, and we'd, like, you'd see so many different vinyls that are so cool, and you're like, can we do something like this? Can we make it happen? And they're like, yeah, I mean, I think you just got to pay a little bit extra. And we were like, look, it's like the vinyl place could do it. We kind of worked about what color we wanted. The color was very specific because we'd had this color in mind, and we're like, we want this pink. We want
Yeah,
this pink to be the
right.
pink. And then we were like, we can't just have it pink, so we want the little marble texture. I don't know if you've held one of the vinyls. I gotta get you a vinyl. But
Oh.
they have like this marble kind of texture. I don't have one on hand. So we're like, let's make it look beautiful, but we want this specific pink. And then we got the vinyl, and it was the wrong pink. We'd ordered like 150 of them, and they were the wrong pink. And we're like,
Oh, shit.
the wrong pink. But we fell
Oh,
in love with the pink. We fell in love with the pink that they gave us. So we're like,
right.
it doesn't
Okay.
matter. It's a happy accident. But
That's
yes, it
so
was like
cool.
we had. I don't know if you've looked at the whole kind of broad spectrum of the whole EP campaign, but we had the pink. We had the primary
That's
color
very
go
thick.
throughout the whole thing. So we were like, we got to go pink vinyl. It just made sense.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I'm a real sucker for like a colored vinyl anyway, but yeah, I don't think I've seen many pink ones in my time at all.
I think it's one of my favorite things I've ever held in my hand. It's like
Oh,
I do have a photo of it, and I, you know, I could be
oh,
wasting
can
your
you
time.
show me the photo?
Yeah. Or it's a video. I don't know. I just remember how, I remember getting it. Yeah, I got the video. It's a video, and I was at my girlfriend's place, and this is the first time we put it on.
Because I mean, I know vinyl is fairly rare to make in New Zealand. Like, we don't make heaps. Is that the case in Australia?
It's not, yeah, I feel like it's kind of more of like it was a bit of a trend, you know. It is a bit of a trend. It's got, everyone loves kind of that retro vinyl vibe.
Oh,
So
cute at the moment.
yeah, so we were just, I think I found it. I've lost
Oh,
it now though. I found it and then lost it. It was after we went to the UK with Pacific Avenue. We came back and we've got the vinyl. Here it is. So that's the vinyl being
Oh,
played
that's
over
a
it.
lovely pink, isn't it?
It's a really nice pink. And you
Oh.
can't see the texture of the it there would be sound on here, I'm sure.
Even with the vinyl sticker on it, like it appears really nicely. Oh, that's so freaking cool.
Yeah. So yeah, we're pretty happy with the pink. But yes, the vinyl was very fun to do the whole. It was our first vinyl, so we wanted to do a whole thing.
Oh, well, yeah, congratulations, guys. It's so cool. And yeah, really glad you're bringing this to New Zealand. And yeah, I know there are a few excited people as well. For the listeners, what is it? It is 15th of February. You're
Yes.
playing. That's your uni gig.
Yep.
Youthful, and then the following night you're at the church, so that's 16th. Very, very excited for that. Tell me,
Are you coming?
well, this next question might determine the answer to that, and this
Okay, sure.
is a purely selfish question.
That's totally fine.
Any of the band single at the moment, or what's the deal there?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, I don't know if I could.
Cool. No,
Yeah.
I'll be there. We don't need any more. It's good enough.
Sure.
That's fantastic.
Sure. Yeah.
No, I am actually really excited to see you guys play. And also, before I let you go, I do have one question for you, and that's actually, does Rheons mean anything?
Yeah, well, the one thing that we kind of were always a little bit iffy about was calling it the Ryans because of that kind of, it could be Rheons, it could be Ryans, it could be
Oh,
Rhyons, it
so
could be
is
Rhinos.
it Rions?
It's Ryans. So like lions, but yeah. So it's the most silly story. We were year 7, 12 or 13 years old.
promise.
freaking out about walking out on stage in front of our school, and we still didn't have a name. So they were like, "Hey guys, what should we announce you as over the thing?" And just before that, we were talking about how Harley's brother used to take the piss out of him because he couldn't say the word lions. And when he was like a little kid, he'd be like, "La la la, Ryans," and he'd be like, "Ryans." And they came up to us and they're like, "Oh, what do you want to be called?" And we're like, "The Ryans." And we just never changed it.
I don't
That was
stop.
it. That was how it came about. It's so silly and it's very stupid, but that's
I
just
love
how
that.
it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, well, hey, thank you so much for talking to me.
Of course.
I'm so excited to see you guys play, and I'm really appreciative that you've taken some time to talk to me today. So thank you.
No problem at all.